Hey, Ted, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you this morning?
Well, when you talk about having a job fair in which there's an opportunity to plug people into 1,500 new jobs, I'm sure that's going to gather some attention. Talk about this upcoming jobs fair.
Well, sure, I'd love to. This coming Friday, from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., we will be holding an Employment Information Expo over at the IBEW Union Hall on South Pennsylvania Avenue, right there by Jolly. And what we are doing in conjunction with Michigan Capital Works and along with the IBEW, the Allied Craft Workers, as well as the A. Philip Randolph Institute. And we also have a group there who will be registered voters, and that's the Coalition of Labor Union Women and the Labor Council for Latin American Advancement. What we're doing is we're going to be there to answer questions for the public who are interested in potential jobs at a casino, and we'll have information on those jobs ranging from salaries, some benefits, and what those jobs entail. And we'll also have folks there from Michigan Works offering information for folks, you know, handy things to have, like how to brush up a resume, how to write a cover letter, how to prepare for interviews and things like that.
All right, Ted, are you putting the cart before the horse? Because you are leading an effort now to get a ballot proposal before the voters, but you're collecting signatures as we speak. So we don't even have a casino yet. You're trying to gather employees. Why?
Well, we're doing two things. We are continuing to gather signatures to put the question on the ballot for the city of Lansing in the August primary. And also, we're gathering contact information of potential employees for the future tribe that will be coming to Lansing, and we'll be putting that information into a database of folks who are interested in applying at the casino, and then we'll be handing that information over to the Human Resources Department of the future casino.
Ted, do you have specific tribes who are going to be involved with this effort?
We have three tribes that are very interested in coming to Lansing. They've asked us not to release their names at this point, but I can tell you they're so excited that they have been to the Lansing area. They have a number of members in the Lansing area, and they're just sort of waiting for us to do our thing. If we can pass this question on the ballot, it does a couple of things. It rolls out the red carpet for a Native American tribe saying, hey, the citizens in the city of Lansing would love to have a Native American gaming facility, and we would love to have the jobs and benefits in our area. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Any locations tentatively for this yet?
If I told you I knew exactly where it was going, I would be lying. What I can tell you is the city officials we've met with are pretty adamant that it needs to be downtown. And as a former city manager myself, I tend to believe it should be downtown to really spur growth, and not just in the city of Lansing, but the surrounding area as well. I think anything that we're able to do to bring, 1,500 jobs to Lansing is a wonderful thing. And if we can place something like that in downtown Lansing, I mean, you're looking at bringing like 1,000 additional people per night to downtown Lansing. And they'll be spending money at local bars and restaurants and gas stations and other entertainment venues, such as the Lansing Center or the baseball park, all kinds of exciting venues.
All right, Ted, we're going to get you back on the program Friday at this same time to help you promote this effort. And I know, as we just mentioned, you do have canvassers out trying to gather signatures.
We do. In fact, we'll be at the Ingham County Health Human Services Building every day this week, and that is a drive-up location. If someone's in the vicinity of Jolly and Cedar, they can just swing through the parking lot there and sign one of the petitions if they would like. And if anyone would like additional information, of course, they can hit our website, and it's simply LansingJobsCoalition.com.
All right. Thanks so much, Ted. We'll talk with you on Friday.
Thank you, Tony. You have a good day.